Okay, this meeting will not come to order. Madam Clerk, can we have a roll call, please?
Special meeting of the Orange Cove City Council, Mayor Victor Lopez.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Diana Garcia.
Present.
Council members Gilbert Garcia, absent. Minerva Pineda.
Present.
Josie Cervantes.
Present.
Staff, City Manager Sam Escobar.
Here.
City Attorney Dan McCloskey.
Present.
And Police Chief Marty Rivera.
Present. Thank you very much. We will call to do business. I'm going to ask the Vice Mayor to please lead us in the invocation.
Yes. Father, we thank you so very much today. We thank you for letting us have this meeting here once again, Lord, and I ask that you may bless this city, Father. And we thank you, Lord, just for everything that you have done in this city, Lord, because you have done in great and mighty things. And we pray, Father, this day, we pray for the those two young men that we lost in this community, Father. I pray for their family, that they may rest in peace, they may have peace, and to console them also. I pray, Father God, for peace in this community, Lord, that you may bring peace again. I pray also for our country, that it may be a country of blessings, that the way it always has been. And I just pray for everybody here tonight, Lord, that you may bless them. And if there's anybody that's ill in this community, we lift them up in prayer. And I thank you, Lord, for everybody that's here tonight, and that you may also bless them, Lord. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I give the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Confirmation of the agenda?
No changes, sir.
No changes? Okay. We'll go to C, presentation. Presentation by...
Can we hold off because she's not here yet, or any of the members from the Pulte Bar?
Okay.
Can we come back to that one?
Yeah, we'll come back. Okay, we'll go to D, consent calendar. Council, do you want to vote the consent calendar as presented, or do you wish to discuss any of the items separately?
I'd like to vote on it to as it is presented. Make a motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. June?
Roll call.
Oh. Yes, vote by Mayor Lopez.
It's Tuesday, Mayor.
Silva, Pineda, and Cervantes.
Are we here? Administration City Managers, number 7, subject consideration discussion regarding the solid waste AB 939 MOU resolution from Fresno County. Okay.
Mayor and Council, this is an item for brought to the Council for approval of the enclosed resolution. Approve the designation of Assembly Bill 939 Memorandum of Understanding Committee as an Integrated Waste Management Local Task Force. The recommendations approving the resolution, restructuring of the current Integrated Waste Management Local Task Force, and authorizing designation of the Assembly Bill 939 Memorandum of Understanding Committee to serve in the capacity and perform the functions of the Fresno County Integrated Waste Management Local Task Force. Authorize City Manager or his designee to coordinate the process with the County of Fresno and the 15 incorporated cities. The County of Fresno and cities within the county are currently addressing the same request. The recommended actions will allow the city to begin the process to coordinate with the partner jurisdictions to restructure the current Integrated Waste Management Local Task Force, LTF, and to authorize the designation of Assembly Bill AB 939 Memorandum of Understanding Committee, AB 939 MOU Committee, to serve in the capacity and perform the functions of Fresno County LTF. The consolidation of activities through the existing AB 939 MOU Committee will aid in the efficient management of countywide state mandated programs and plans, education, public outreach, household hazardous waste management programs, and non-disposable facility plan updates. So I'm asking the Council to approve the enclosed resolution as presented.
Council, any questions to the manager? Okay, if not, we need to go ahead and make a motion.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve resolution number 21709, authorizing the designation of the AB 939 MOU committee to serve in the capacity and perform the functions of the LTF in order to facilitate the development of AB 939 related plans and programs that are best accomplished and coordinated on a regional basis.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
I second.
We have a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Mayor, can I add something about, we had a meeting with the state waste management. Like last week, it was our building official, because he has to handle all the diversion, construction diversion that needs to take place, because they're trying to divert all that construction waste differently. One of the things that's changing now is also the biosolids. So like your food waste is going to be separated differently if you create a certain amount of waste within a, you know, especially for commercial. So all of our commercial cans now, you're going to have, instead of just the regular waste recycle, you're going to have also the solid waste, which will be separate. So all the food waste will be going into a separate can for all of our commercial as well. So it'll be something that's going to be mandated, and we're starting the process, and we'll be bringing to the council something to change our ordinance to mandate that as well, as soon as we get one for the state, a copy.
All right, great. Okay, council, we're gonna go back to number C, presentation by Genoveva Islas, Director of the Colectivo de Salud, regarding the access of healthy food and physical activities opportunities. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor and council members. It's a pleasure to be here tonight to address you again. So my name is Genoveva Islas, and most people just call me Veva. And I say this every time, but I was the 1985 Miss Cinco de Mayo queen. So I have a really great passion for Orange Cove. And 3 years ago, when I had an opportunity to write a grant, I made sure that we included Orange Cove in it, because I wanted an opportunity to come back and provide some service to a community that had been really good to me as a child. And so that 3 year grant is slated to end this year. It would be ending in September. And it's funny how life works, because a couple of weeks ago we were on a call with the Centers for Disease Control, and they let us know that they're gonna give us a fourth year. And they're gonna give us one more year, unexpected, not part of the original grant. And it's because they're very satisfied with the progress that we've been doing and the partnerships that we've been able to cultivate with this grant opportunity. Mm-hmm. So to share with you a little bit about what's been happening in Orange Cove specifically, you know, I really want to thank Sam and Clara and the district, because they have agreed to every year allow us to have a joint use agreement to open up the school site so that we can operate Zumba. And on a regular basis, we're seeing 30, 40 moms, young ladies, sometimes men, come out and maximize those spaces. And this grant's intention was to help promote healthy eating and active living among Latinos so that we can reduce chronic diseases. We have a very high incidence of heart disease and diabetes and cancers. And so the more we get people to eat better and move more, the more of an impact we can have on prevention. So that's been one of the successes. We've been really good at also organizing cumbia rides, which are about to kick off sometime soon. We have also been working with the city around the community kitchen, which we hope to make more progress on, so that we can have more sort of small micro business opportunities, farmers, vendors who are having access to a community kitchen so they can prepare healthy items to sell. This can be anything like maybe jams, licuados, like whatever someone may have an interest in doing. We have some money that we're also trying to leverage to do a healthy mobile vending project. And that there really hasn't been a lot of progress, but there's an opportunity to make some progress with that. We've partnered with the Office of Economic Development at Fresno State around the farmers markets, and we want to continue to support that in the future. So I'm happy to say that we'll be around for our third year, which will end in September, and then we're going to have an additional year to September of 2018. Our hope in this last few months of this year and in the 12 months of the following year, that we'll be able to institutionalize some of this. that, you know, the school district will continue to want to see their facilities be made available to residents to promote healthy lifestyles, and that they'll do that on an ongoing basis. But I really, again, just want to commend you for your partnership, because it's been the involvement with the city that's really made that happen. And we hear a lot of satisfaction from the residents that join us on the rides and at the Zumba classes, that they really like it and they want to see it continue. We also have a partnership with the clinic, and the clinic's been in the process. We'll be working with them to provide nutrition education along with the Zumba classes. So we're interested in knowing like what else the city would like to work on in terms of promoting healthy eating and active living, and you know, we're your partners in that. So thank you again, and if there's any questions, I'm happy to respond.
Council, any questions to Ms. Islas? Any questions? I just want to say that we appreciate everything you've done. And you know, it's amazing that one day I was watching TV and there is a special way of keeping healthy, and it's through dancing. Mm-hmm. It just hit me when I seen that, you know, and that's what you're doing.
Right. And thank you, Mayor, for joining us on the Mayor's Walk and all the other events that we've had. So we really appreciate your involvement in that.
We really appreciate it. Council, any questions? You know, let us know whatever we can do.
Thank you.
You know, and see how the city can get more involved. We'd like to do that.
And Mayor and Council, one of the things that we've talked about is, give us things left, is for us to continue working with the Zumba instructor to provide the services at the community center. And that's one of the things we'll be, I'd like to bring it back to the council to discuss how we do that. If we let them use it for free, and then, you know, how do we compensate her so it's sustainable as well? Is it, you know, will she charge a dollar? I don't know what it would be for, you know, per night for the people to go there. But we'd love to see, because she's had them there as well at the community center. But if we can continue doing that and sustain it at the community center as well, I mean, that's something that's, you know, so we can provide something outside for the ladies as well at the community center, because now it's recreational for, you know, open rec for basketball. You can go play racquetball if you want, but it's really just for the youth, you know, and for the men that go play basketball at the community center. So if we can open it up and diversify that and diversify the programs, that's something we want to try to look at. It's just how do we get to that point is kind of the tricky part.
Right, and just to add to what Sam said, you know, we have the agreement in two school sites.
McCord and Citrus.
Yes.
So during the school year, they'll let us access it, but it's been in the summer that we've had to use and rely on the community center because the campuses haven't been made available in those summer months. So it's come in, it's been really beneficial to be able to have access to that. And we've been paying a stipend to the instructor, Desiree, in order to do it. But in order to make the model sustainable, there has to be a way to give her a little bit of compensation for her volunteering her time to do that. So we've talked about maybe her training some other community residents so that they can also participate in leading,
right.
Or if there's like a small monetary compensation, like Sam mentioned, of a dollar per class or something to give her.
That's great. Well, let us know. You know, I think that as far as the community center, definitely should be accessible to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, more activities the better for the community, definitely. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Council, we'll go back to number 8. That's the Mayor and City Councilman subject, consideration and discussion regarding the loitering ordinance. Mr. Escobar?
So, Mayor, this item is under the Council item because we've had some challenges with a couple businesses, and, you know, we appreciate the work that our police department has done. Sergeant Pena went and spoke to the owner at Orange Cove Liquor on 4th Street, and he agreed with that as well. So he even removed the bench that he had up front, where all the men were sitting there. They would, you know, sometimes urinate out in front of his building on the side. They would be drinking, and then so, you know, patrons wouldn't want to cross the street or cross on that side of the sidewalk to get to other businesses. And so for now, that's been taken care of. I actually went to go speak to him today, and he says, yeah, it's working. He goes, sometimes we still, you know, have them hang out on the side, on the sidewalk still. And I said, well, if it becomes a problem, then we'll have our police officers make sure that keep them moving along. But the idea was to kind of look at something more specific to loitering at any business out on the public right-of-way, just hanging out. So I think there's a request for looking at the ordinance and modifying it, amending it, so we can gain that as well.
Great. I think it'd be very important that this was brought to my attention, you know, and I could concur with the owners that it does, especially for the ladies. I mean, you know, there's always somebody gonna say something wrong or make a gesture, and
catcalls.
And sometimes you don't feel safe walking between a whole bunch of guys that are loitering. You know, so I'm really appreciative that we bring this and notify all the merchants that we'd like to enforce an ordinance of that nature. It's good for business. You know, I remember one of the gas stations that I noticed that and he stopped it, and I was impressed when he stopped it because it was a large group of guys there every day, 24 hours they were there. And when ladies go get gas, they hate to walk through the middle of those guys. I don't think it's good. I really don't. Any questions on this issue?
I just have a question. I know that the Orange Cove Liquor, because I go by there every day. You know, I come down 4th Street to go to my work. Where else is it a problem? Several places in town?
At the
Texaco.
Texaco, yeah.
And then over here by the laundromat, too.
By the laundromat? Yes, by the laundromat. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And this was a merchants that brought it to my attention that why do we allow that? You know,
yeah. Said,
you know, I really thought that you liked that. Now, we have the people here at the park that they can go and sit down and enjoy their card games or whatever. You know, we're trying to accommodate. But I think in front of a business is not, I don't think it's good. I don't think it's healthy. Because you never know. And keep in mind, we stopped the taquerias because of the fact that they were iterating, they were drinking, and it's not just like taqueria, you know, but it was just, it was not good. And that's why we don't have that in our community here, because we have to try to satisfy the majority of the people what they want, and they want a decent, a good community that they can feel proud of. And I think that's one of the areas that we can start cleaning our community and make our community a better community for everybody. Council? Okay, we need just recommendation, give direction to staff?
Yeah, give staff direction to move forward with the comprehensive ordinance that addresses all those issues.
Okay, Council, the consensus?
Sure.
Right, okay, we're going to go forward then. Thank you very much for bringing this up to City Council. Now we'll go to public forum. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to address the City Council on items that are already on the agenda? May do so now. Please come forward and make your being known. We'll go to City Manager's report.
Mayor, a couple of things. The City Council approved a couple action items for the water plant, and all those have been taken care of as of last week, Friday. So we have our filters back up and running. It's humming. It's treating water beautifully. And then also we have SCADA system, our new SCADA system. That's the latest software, a new computer that's been installed. The alarm systems are working to the SCADA system, so the water plant is now back to running the way it ought to be. We had an inspection last week Wednesday from the state at the wastewater plant. Our wastewater chief operator out there has been doing a great job at the wastewater plant, and he was actually trying to get some kind of violations. They're saying, hey, what about this? And the guy said, no, everything looks beautiful here. He goes, I wasn't expecting this at all from the prior reports that he had received from another inspector that had come out. And so we passed with flying colors. They're saying you're doing, that the city's doing now far more better in reporting and also in the maintenance of the plant than most cities are in this area. And so he really commended Joe, our operator, and also our grade one operator, Lupe Vargas, as well for the great work that they're doing out there. We're also in public works. We're still trying to figure out how to manage the potholes. Weed control is bigger now because of all the rain that we had. We did receive already our sprayer that we got. If you council remember, is the one that does the spot spray. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start using that next week once this rain stop, and you'll start seeing that out in the community. So that's going to save us, you know, both time and then also in chemical to spray. So we'll be saving the environment by not spraying so much chemical out our weeds and our trail and also ditches that we have. We're also going to be spraying alleys because right now it's the big time for alleys as well. We're also going to be bringing to the council next council meeting a report from our building official and also regarding code enforcement, because the weed control is a big thing that we go through during this time. After the rainy season, we try to get all the residents to have vacant lots, or we know that we deal with on an annual basis. There's like 50 properties that we deal with, and hopefully try to get them all cut down before May, before fire season starts. So that's what's going on with Public Works, and then also with our wastewater water plant. Community and Economic Development, we are now, we received Dollar Tree tenant improvements. We're also received the AutoZone site work. O'Reilly's is coming in already. They're going to be submitting drawings for the O'Reilly store, which is right next to AC Market. And we're waiting on still pushing the McDonald's is getting pushed through their real estate manager to get a final on that corner. But all that's getting pushed along. I spoke to the mayor about this because he had a concern because the McDonald's taking so long. And then I spoke to the owner, the developer, and so that we have a letter from McDonald's that of the intent of them to move forward. It just takes them longer. McDonald's always takes longer with their developments. But they're still moving along with the other two. And then we got another one we have two developers that are interested in a property across the street that they're looking at a couple different sites. Through our EDA grant, we're getting support now from Booth Ranches, who's going to support us in the job creation, and also a interested party. So they'll help us with the application to boost it. And hopefully with a addition or the proposed addition of a second line, a projection of 60 jobs could be done, and that's going to really take our application to get it approved. Adventist Health also sees the benefit, and so they're moving it up their chain of command because it's a corporate business, so they got to get it approved, but they're going to be behind it and supportive. One of the things that, through the conversation with Adventist Health, is they're also going to be giving us data, prescription data, of how many prescriptions are written at the Orange Cove office and the Orosi office to try to help us gain favor with a pharmacy, whether it's CVS, Rite Aid, or Walgreens. And I know Rite Aid and Walgreens are still going through their merger. And our developer is actually meeting with them in the next couple of weeks with Rite Aid, because they're getting closer to wrapping that up, Capital Rivers is. But we're trying to get all that data so that if we can show that there's enough prescriptions written for in Orange Cove that would justify a pharmacy. And that's what we're trying to get. I'm trying to meet with United Health. I already got the ones from Orchard Medical, and it's quite a bit. It's 1,800 that they write per month. So that's quite a bit of prescriptions that he writes just for the one clinic. And so we're hoping that the Adventist Health has about the same, and then the Orosi, Cutler Orosi, because they would send all their people here to Orange Cove, to the pharmacy in Orange Cove if we had one. So now we're putting all the numbers together to try to entice the pharmacy, because that's the big thing for them is, will they sell enough prescriptions? So.
No, that's great. That's great. I just had some concerns because that should be one of our priorities, is to have McDonald's and to have a new pharmacy in town. That would be very, very good for Orange Cove. I mean, these people in Orange Cove spend a lot of money on medication. A lot of money. I know what I spend, and it's outrageous. So hopefully we'll be able to entice them to come to Orange Cove. Any questions to the manager on this report? I was going to ask you,
Vice Mayor.
I noticed in the report that there were some repairs done at the skate park. What exactly was done out there?
It's just general maintenance, the fencing we're repairing. I'm not sure if you've seen already. We've also painted a section already of the community center fence. Uh-huh. At the entry, the gate's been painted.
Yeah.
So we went and got more paint because we have 2 gallons of the original paint. Mm-hmm. We had that, so we used that to test it to see what the color would look like. So all the pickets have been repaired at the community center. Okay. And also all the rods have been repaired.
Yeah.
And so we'll be painting that in the next, once we get better weather. And I think by Monday we should be good to go. So we'll start painting the whole fence. But we did start painting it already. And at the skate park, we also have that coping that keeps getting damaged. Yeah. But we have the pieces already. We were able to order the pieces, the blocking, the caps. And so we're working on trying to get a contractor. And the mayor recommended for us to talk to some local guys. So I'll be talking to them to see if they can. Because it's not a hard job. Yeah. I even told our guys that, I can teach them how to do it.
It's just one of the most beautiful parks in the state of California, as far as skate parks are concerned. And to see some major pieces missing, I think we should right away have that repaired.
So we have the material now, perhaps, because that's what we had a hard time finding them, the right ones.
Especially when we had the new celebration of the new bike.
BMX.
The BMX is going to be major in Orange Cove.
And that'll be something we'll be working on too with the those individuals from the BMX.
Excellent.
Just getting it ready to go for that as well. Bringing back the compressor for the lift gate. Because we took it out because they kept trying to break into that door that's on the side. So we just took it out and it's at the yard. Okay. So we'll bring that compressor back, get everything back up and running, and when they start using it, they're going to maintain it, and that's going to be the really nice thing.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be something.
And then you'll get rid of the gophers, because we have a lot of gophers out there right now, squirrels. Yeah. We do.
A lot of gophers.
And they're burrowing through the sides, that's why you see the big holes. And we put bait, we put bait. It's the same issue that we had to deal with at the wastewater plant and at the water plant.
In my house.
You know, we have gophers that go through, and they bury deep enough, and they, you know, you have these huge holes. Yeah.
I see a lot of interest with if something like that takes off, you know, it takes off in Orange Cove. I think a lot of youth will be really involved in that, you know. And it's good because they're going to take the kids all over the nation, you know, to compete and everything. It's a great competitive sport. Council, any questions, Manager?
I have one more. The water project, the recycling project, we're...
The purple pipes?
Not the purple pipe. Our changing the fixtures, the rebate program that we have.
Oh,
yeah.
The state's going to allow us to go all the way to December.
Okay.
So we need to...
We need to finish...
Because they returned back a reply to say, no, they're not going to give us a whole, you know, till next year, June. They said no, because they got to spend that money already now. And so they're giving us to September. So at the next meeting, we'll bring it so the council can open it up to apartments as well, because we're still not getting enough residents. Unless, Mayor, I think maybe we should go to Univision and talk about the how quickly the reimbursement is for home ownership.
Yeah.
Let's
set up a meeting with
Lupita.
Lupita Nomeli, and see what we can get, because it seems to me that it's free. $1,000 free.
They're still having to put out of their pocket first before they get
Not numbers. Really. If they work with our local plumber, he'll come and pick up the check and write it out to so they don't have to put the money out first.
Yeah, the guy that does it for me, he brought the bill to the city. He fixed it.
That's not a problem anymore.
I think I have a resident.
Send them in.
Yeah. So, but if it's with the plumber, and it's really the up to the plumber and how they do it. If the plumber's willing to,
and
then
who are you working with, Joe?
Yeah, Joe.
Is he the only one?
He's the only one that's been doing it. That's that, and he knows what needs to get filled out and how the invoice needs to take place.
Okay. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and our meters are working, and they have been working. All of our receivers have been.
Cool.
How many months are we going to test? 3 months.
We've been testing it already now, so we got at the next council meeting, next regular meeting, we'll have everybody. We'll have a report on what the reduction has been, because we've sent out letters. We've done two now.
Yeah.
Where we did the first one where it had where people were just it was outrageous, like 40,000 gallons per month. Yeah. The second one was when it identified them as having a potential leak, and that's where we got so far. So now the next one would be for those people to get from 20 down to 10, just to look at their system. And in those letters, we also put the rebate fixture program. Come in if you have, you know, where your house is showing a leak. We have a program. Come in, fix them, and it's for free. It's free.
Yeah. I think it'd be great to give the council an update report. I'd like to see how the community is doing with their 10,000 gallons per month.
I'll bring that report at the next council meeting.
All right. Thank you.
I'd like to express something in regards to that. My bill was I was surprised with the water bill. It was 3,000 something gallons.
Wow.
So I mean, there's three people in my home.
Well, that's nothing.
That's nothing, and there's three people in my home.
You mentioned last time that yours was higher, and it wasn't. I asked Lara, and she checked it.
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
You were like at 6,000, your home.
Yeah. Right.
My 6,000.
You had thought it was like 11 or 12, but it was actually 6.
But I don't shower at all, though. So hard, how can I spend the water?
So, but we'll give you an update on that and see, like, the comparison, how much has dropped now that people are seeing
it. I like to see how the community is doing, you know, because if you know, we went from 5,000 to 10,000, and we're at 10,000 now. I just love to see if the community is, you know, okay with that.
And is the homes that are above 10,000, are they much larger families?
And that's the research we're going to figure out. And it's most likely it is. And we get, just so the council knows, we get, when they come in, both Veronica and Clara let them know, hey, just to advise you, your bill, when people come and pay, you're at 20,000. So they'll give them the, why, I don't use the water, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then Ray or whatever our public work staff will go out there and turn off the water main. And if the meter's still running, that means, you know, okay, so then there's something happening in your system. Yeah. So you're actually using the water, right? Yeah. And so that's what, so they go back and turn it on and they turn off all the faucets and it's still running. Okay, there's a leak somewhere. Yeah. And it could be in their lateral, but that's their challenge that they have to fix.
Yeah, I think you and Ray seen one that you went out and checked it and you found out what was wrong.
Yeah, because they had like, oh no, but we had a, well, that's right, I have a leak over here in this faucet. Well,
yeah, that was it.
You know, I mean, it was just
24 hours.
It was constant.
Yeah.
And there's, in one of the papers that we gave, it gives you an analysis of what, like if you have just a leaky faucet, a drip, how many gallons that is per day. And it's a lot. Yeah.
There was a resident in Orange Cove that had an enormous leak. Her whole house was underwater, okay? It was a leak. Okay?
Yeah.
And her bill was outrageous. But Ray went out and checked it. It was a major leak underneath the house.
In her crawl space.
Yep. And she was very happy. She was all excited and happy and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's happening is those that come and say, well, no. Or and then we ask them, well, how many people are in your house? Oh, there's eight. Well, that's, you're washing clothes for eight people. You're, you know, people are, you know, you're cooking for that many people. That's, it's double, you know.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll go to H to the attorney's report.
Nothing to report.
Thank you, sir. City council?
Nothing to report.
Nothing.
Okay, basically, I the JPA is really moving forward. We had another press conference at Middleton Lake over there, and I well attended, and I seen it on all the stations, and the members are real happy. I believe we're going to go meet with Senator Feinstein. It's either going to be in San Francisco or we're going to have to go to Washington, because she's one of our biggest allies in support of Temperance Flats, which is $3 billion dam. But the membership is real happy, the attendance is great, and we're moving forward. So I will report, hopefully we have good news, I'll report back to the city council. Is there any further business? Being none, thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.